Right? Everybody have the same place I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me a sign, give them.
Sign here.
This concept he's talking about the concept of accepting upon oneself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven without, even when a person doesn't feel anything. He spoke about the special shivas last night. So the Slonimer writes that the main kikar tshuva he kavals al machshavah shleim. The main tshuva the person does is the acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. When the Yisrael Zohar Kaddish, as the Zohar Kaddish says, "Boyelam luche the kutshuvirichu akol eva veva delay," that a person needs to. A person needs to king Hashem over each and every one of his limbs. And this is as it is explained. The reason why the Torah commands when it comes to a Jewish slave, the Torah says he shall work for 6 years. On the seventh year, he shall go free. Because the appropriate servitude that a slave has to his master is only when he has no other servitude, meaning he is totally the slave of this master. But if he's subservient to someone else as well, so then his servitude to this master is not appropriate. It's not total servitude. Okay, and therefore, since Hashem said, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim," the b'nei Yisrael are my servants. Avodahem. So Chazal dashim from that, they are my servants. La'avodim la'avodim. They are not servants to servants. So if this slave would be totally subservient to a master of flesh and blood, so that would be a contradiction to the servitude that contradicts the servitude that lies upon a Jewish person to be totally subservient to Hashem. Okay, therefore, yetzi the chavshi, therefore the Jewish slave needs to go free b'shan hashviyas in the seventh year.
So why isn't it
prohibited?
Should be prohibited altogether.
Wait a second. To show that the slave doesn't have any other master besides Hashem. So you're asking so that he shouldn't be able to be a slave altogether?
Why is it okay for 7 years?
Six years,
and
then the seventh year,
then
you go free?
Right.
Okay.
Same question.
Right, so he's... I think what he's trying to say is... that since the whole slavery has to play by Hashem's rules, only for 6 years, and then after the 6th year he has to go free. So the that makes the entire servitude to the man a sub servitude to Hashem.
Very nice.
Also the first 6 years is punishment, right? I love that.
Well,
I thought for stealing or something.
A punishment. It's a way to pay back.
Okay, so yeah. So the initial thing is it's whatever. It's a form of making up for what he did, which is a mitzvah. And then we say that after that, if he wants to extend it, the reason we pierce his ear was the ear that heard at Sinai that you need to be an Eved Hashem, he's now decided to be an Eved to somebody else.
Right. Right. So the question is, why do you get to decide that?
Right. Right.
Because Hashem said you could. Because
right.
Sure, but then it brings this whole, except by your answer, that it's a sub. It's okay because Hashem gets it.
Hashem delegated it.
Right.
Delegation.
So, I mean, that doesn't really answer why 6 and not 8, or no, why not 10.
That wasn't the question.
Fine. So also in Kabbalah Zalma Hashemayim is the concept of accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven, and subjugating to Hashem each and every limb. Why does it look like everybody's cold?
I'm not cold. You worked.
I've learned to wear a jacket.
Some people know.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Some people ask me how I'm going to get my tzibur to wear jackets.
Yeah, just
make it cold.
I have a jacket. Mine's over there. I have mine's over there.
Okay.
Better be careful. They might wear hoodies instead.
Different neighborhood.
Oops.
So, so also is the concept of accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven and subjugating oneself to Hashem and subjugating to Hashem each and every one of our limbs. Sheivdak, meaning sheivdak kol eiv b'fnei atzmai, a person has to examine each limb separately. Im lo yotza chas v'sholem igula kedusha. If it has not left the boundaries of Kedusha in any type of desire or anything forbidden. Because by doing so, the person then enters this limb under the reign of the Yetzahara. And his servitude to Hashem is now inappropriate. As we mentioned before, that servitude means total servitude. If there is any part of oneself that is not totally subservient to Hashem, it's subservient to the Yetzirah. So then the person's servitude to Hashem is not complete. Servitude is not appropriate to Hashem, who is the master of entire earth. What tshuva is in Yonah Shesorach L'Shabbat Evorav Bilti L'Shem Levadai. Tshuva is that a person needs to subjugate their limbs, that they should be totally for Hashem. But Livdai Kol Eivah Ba'asher Hu Imum Shuvat, and to examine each limb, whichever limb it might be, to see if it is subservient. Because there are general limbs, which with the conduct of all the limbs are dependent on those limbs, such as the brain. All the limbs are conducted through the brain.
The brain is called a limb.
I guess he's calling it a limb more.
You can hang your hat now.
All morning. They like this. All morning. Why didn't you come earlier? Okay.
He probably means the head. That's what he means. The beginning of every action stems from the thought of the brain. So a person needs to subjugate their brain to Hashem. So also when we talk about the perfection of emuna, it all depends on the person's brain. The person needs to examine what is the situation of their amuna. Is it equal in all times? The good times and the bad times. To the point that he's able to bless Hashem for the bad the same way he's able to bless Hashem for the good. Now a person also needs to examine their soul and their desires. Are they subservient to Hashem, or are they subservient to one's desires? What is he going to make a bigger fuss over? If he's going to be lacking in matters of this world, or is a person going to be more distraught over lacking in service of Hashem? A person has to enter all of his limbs that they should all be one. Bundle of limbs that are subservient to Hashem. Then the person can consider himself a servant to Hashem. And then the person will merit to love Jews. He says, because it's the nature of servants that they love one another. I guess if they're all servants to the same master, they all love one another. Okay? These are all the words of the Be'er of Rome. So we talk about the Vara Bagdashim. So from the essence of his words, Yeshlanu behirus, we can get some clarity. Mazu yatzivus b'avodas Hashem. What is stability in avodas Hashem? Ha'inu meaning kasher kol echad v'yechad me'evora meshuvadim Hashem. When all of a person's limbs are subservient to Hashem, be'inu meshuvadim l'tavis, and they are not subservient to a person's desires, v'hamlachas k'tshubricho kol eva b'miyuchad. And that is making Hashem king over each limb separately. With this we can understand what Chazal says, that there is no one that is free besides one who learns Torah. Because the one that does not learn Torah, or more so someone who does not live a life of Torah, his limbs are subservient to desires and passions. So they're not free. They're avodim to the tavis.
So if you learn Torah and you still have tavis, that means you don't learn enough.
That means that you're not learning Torah the Shema. עניין זה של המלוכס הבא יסבור שמי על כל העבר וקבול עצמו על השמיים ואיפה נייצם בלי שינויים. However, this concept of making Hashem king over every limb by accepting upon myself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven in a consistent manner without wavering, totally reishis be'etzem mehusa adam. This depends really on the nature of each specific person. Whether the person is able to reign over himself. Because if the person doesn't, is not in charge of himself, if he doesn't reign over himself, he doesn't have the ability to control himself. So what value does it have that he makes Hashem king over himself? You're not in charge. If you're not the one making decisions, then what? How can you make Hashem king over you? You're not the one that makes the decisions.
You can make the decision to act on a taiva. You're still making the decision.
What?
You can make a decision to act on a taiva. You're still.
Well, the president. Oh, I think what he's saying is, as we'll soon see, probably, is that there are people whose heart is in charge and people whose brain is in charge.
Some of their lives.
I didn't say that. He did. I didn't say that. He did.
It's contagious.
I just want to make sure that was on recording, you know. He said it, not me.
Didn't Adam Harishon try that before?
Yeah.
This woman you gave me.
See what happened to him.
So a person can find himself making all types of resolutions, but they can't keep to it because they're not in control of themselves. And obviously, it's a product of the way they've been conducting themselves. So they're no longer in control. So if a person stands on Rosh Hashanah and says, "You're from now on, you're king over me." If the person if his mind isn't in control of himself, so what value does that have? Let's see what he says. If when the fire of desire overcomes him, he's going to forget everything. So what point does it have that he has made Hashem king over him? As we understand it on a physical level, right, let's say somebody is insane, right? So he has no control over himself. He can't even consider him a normal human being. Let's say when somebody's sleeping. Right, the person doesn't have stability while he's sleeping. Right, he can't. A person can't halt kav. A person can't maintain a level of stability while he's sleeping. It's also. When in spirituality, it's only if a person is in control of himself over his actions and his speech. What he doesn't want to do or to speak, he is in charge. So then he can make Hashem king.
We're still held accountable. In our sleep, if we do something, we're still held accountable.
Well, it depends. What it comes from. If it's a product of the person's behavior during the day, then he's gone.
I'm saying even in Ezekiel. Yeah.
depends when the kelim were brought, after he slept, after he went to sleep, or if he went to sleep. Valkeinu, therefore, tzarich liyos baal hachlata nechusha. Therefore, a person has to be a person that his resolutions are iron. Whatever, after he decides, after he resolves something, so no winds of the world will be able to move him from his place. His resolution has made him totally in control. It has to begin with actions. A person's resolutions have to be in areas of actions. And then the person goes from level to level until the person is in control of his thoughts as well. That's already a very high level. But if the person is not the one making the decisions, and he's not in control of his decisions, he cannot have spiritual stability. There's no way. He doesn't have emotional stability, and therefore he cannot reach spiritual stability. The difference between a Jew that is able to control his body to a Jew that cannot control his body is the advantage, is the same advantage as man over animal. The animal does not control itself. It follows its instinct. As the Maharal says in Sefer HaChaim, that the difference between Talmud Chacham and the Am HaOretz is not only in the spirituality. They're different bodies. Talmud Chacham is in control, and Am HaOretz is not.
Is only different based on how they conduct themselves. If their bodies really aren't different, it's the same bodies, it's their minds.